You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
The big kick in the rear in all of this is they felt pretty confident that there were teams interested in Zach LaVine at the trade deadline when Clutch Sports and Zach LaVine opted to have surgery. And the Bulls made that very clear in the press release, if you remember, that this is Zach LaVine and Clutch Sports opting to have the surgery.
Things may be not so great with that relationship, and we just remain on tenterhooks waiting for it to end of how that's actually going to be done. That was Joe Cowley of the Chicago Sun-Times, who had his usual blunt assessments of the Chicago Bulls for us on these airwaves on Monday.
And blunts.
I don't know if he had blunts. But maybe even
you saw his gamer chair. You got definitely has blunts.
He takes gaming too seriously.
No, he does. He takes everything too seriously.
Smoke weed every day.
Too important. Yeah,
Joe Cowley likes to compete, baby.
Nobody is describing Joe as laid back.
And there's nothing wrong with having a gamer chair. I don't personally have one, but several friends of mine do.
Especially when you play as many hours as Joe plays.
It helps you sit up straight. Like, it helps your posture, and it's comfortable.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to join their league because they get a little nutty.
I need updates on the crooked NIL program he's going to run.
It would be so much better if he ran a Dabo Swinney ministry and just couched everything in these high-minded ideals of being the place where you want to send your kid to play for Joe, the great leader of young men.
I'd let Joe run my program.
He'll turn Joe on
We'd
certain
win.
Individuals.
What,
we know.
DePaul football?
Well, I'm going to run DePaul football, but I'm debating whether or not I'm going to get into that league, or there's also a league at NBC Sports Chicago. Like, those guys have like a crazy league. But I think I really just need to play against the computer for a while.
Are you talking about an online league they're going to do?
Yeah.
The NCAA football league at NBC Sports Chicago is serious.
And I mean, Cali gave you his gamer tag. Goff will give you his too if you ask him. They play for real, and I think Goff plays like Call of Duty and stuff. Like, they'll play with you. I'm not going to. I don't like you.
You talking to me or the listener?
I love or you, both. Studs. You're my guy.
Thank you.
I play Tetris sometimes.
Tetris is fun. I still got the 8-bit game at home too. I mean, I have my. That's what I'm going to spend some time doing over the next couple days as well. I got the brand new PS5, which, you know, I'm getting back into playing again, but I'm not going to play with all the crazy people who play online like Cali. But I do have a Super NES that fits in my hand that has got 300 games on it. So if you want to do like the old school Nintendo games, I got them.
Oh, you have the thing that went viral, the tiny little Nintendo.
Yeah, I can bring it in here if you want. Like, one of these days, like before the show or after the show, we could HDMI
it. I won't show up for work.
You'll be right there.
I have that too, Lawrence, but you have the special supercharged one with extra games that doesn't come on the basic one like I have.
I had a friend who was like, hey, I heard you got the game. Do you know that you can add games to it? And I was like, what? He's like, oh, it's really simple. And then he took 10 minutes, and then I went from having 60 games to having 400 games.
Did he press up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right?
He sure did. That's what does it.
There is a certain thing you can do to a lot of systems.
Well, especially for an 8-bit, like that's
start.
It was a hack, but
we used to have hacked PS2s in college. It was beautiful.
Yeah, all of this is more exciting than the Bulls. I'm sorry.
Here's what Joe Cowley wrote in the Sun Times.
Thanks for finding it, because I was struggling with the app.
While there is a scenario in which Zach LaVine is not moved and returns to the Bulls, he would do so to a locker room that would welcome him back, but a front office and ownership group that consider it the worst case scenario. An NBA insider told the Sun-Times Tuesday that the relationship between LaVine and the team's top brass is completely shattered and, quote, filled with mistrust.
Shattered.
LaVine and his representation at Clutch Sports feel like they were misled on possible trade destinations, and the Bulls thought LaVine opting for season-ending right foot surgery when rehab on the injury was still on the table was a counterpunch thrown below the belt.
You mean to tell me that The Bulls had certain places they wanted Zach LaVine to go, and Zach LaVine's injury wasn't season-ending.
In the Bulls' statement on LaVine's surgery decision in February, they used the specific wording, guard Zach LaVine and Clutch Sports Group have elected surgery on LaVine's right foot as the next step in his recovery process. At the time, Arturis Karnišovas and Billy Donovan said LaVine's group was meeting regularly with the Bulls medical staff, but the source Tuesday said it was more a case of LaVine and his representatives letting the Bulls know what they were doing rather than looking for input.
Okay. Here's the thing. Completely shattered is intense as hell to say to anyone, any sort of media person at all who has any sort of platform. So much so that I worry that they have to do something now just because of that.
I'm asking for everyone to be an adult, and I know that that is difficult these days. People kind of choose to not be. All I want is for everyone to say, this is what can benefit all of us. Can we put whatever shattered relationship we have to the side for 3 months?
But here's my question. Is after the reports came out, and Casey Johnson was the one who also was early to that, before Woj, about how there had to actually be a market to trade LaVine. Like, they weren't going to move him out of here and attach a first-round pick at that point. I can't even believe that's being discussed the way it is.
I don't want that. That's why I'm hoping that people can be adults, but you know how it is, Layla. Like, there's a lot of ego, there's a lot of pride, and... Because to me, it's, all right, and like I disagree with Joe slightly in his assessment of Zach not working with the group that they have. I don't care if he works because they're supposed to lose games anyway. It doesn't matter if you're rolling a three-guard lineup out there because you're trying to lose games anyway.
I am still of the belief, having covered the team on a fairly enough regular basis, that he's not the villain people make him out to be, at least among his teammates. You can tell in how they pass with each other in offensive possessions and Zach also passing as well. Like, they don't even do the thing where they dribble it out to late in the shot clock and then pass. They don't do that. So, to me, DeMar does what he does. It's a different game. That's not this. You know, that's not the offensive deferral you see a lot of other star players do.
I mean, but there were, and it changed last year, but there were moments where Zach, at the end of quarters and stuff, wouldn't take shots because he didn't want his percentage to go down. Like, there was that type of stuff.
A little bit, but not to the extent where it became the main part of the game or something that they were known for.
Yeah.
You know, like, I can think of players when I talk about this. He isn't one of them. I don't have any incentive to back him. I just don't think it's as, I don't think it's as dramatic among them as we think because of the product we're seeing. The results are more dramatic than the actual situation.
My hope is that you're right. Because to me, and I said this to Dan yesterday, I think I even said this to you. I think I said to you off the air. If Zach can't function, then that to me makes him a bad guy. Like, if you can't let any of this stuff go, understanding that on the other side of it is you getting what you want, getting out of here. And us getting what we want, which is to get maximum value for you, instead of having to give up something to send you away, then I can categorize you as being selfish and being a bad guy and putting yourself and your pride and your ego ahead of all of us getting something that we want, if that makes any sense.
Oh, no. And I think, like, all of this is a game changer, right? We don't know how he's going to be after this surgery. We don't know what's happening right now. We don't know what happened after the season ended. We don't know any of that. Results-wise, I mean.
I wonder if there's any regret. I wonder if Zach looks at his Clutch Sports experience and goes, man, this isn't what I thought it was going to be.
I mean, I don't
know. But ultimately, it's not Clutch Sports' fault. He's
the client, right?
He isn't the superstar that he thinks he is, and hiring the agent to the superstars isn't going to make you a better basketball player.
I think, you know, if he hired him to influence a specific result, which is a common thing that happens with people and agents in every business, then you know, what the question becomes, what was discussed?
Right. If he said, look, get me a Mountain Dew deal. I've been offered this shoe, New Balance. Get me that.
I think it was more, I'm getting to the Lakers. You didn't.
That's it to me, by the way. That's the main deal.
Have you noticed the signs? Because you like to make fun of Zach. Have you noticed who's got the Midwest, who's on those signs now?
Oh, the urgent care?
Yeah.
It was Chris Bryant.
Yeah.
Right? And then it was Zach.
Uh-huh. Now it's Kobe.
Nicky Lopez.
No, it's not Nicky Lopez.
Oh.
But I give, man, Nicky Lopez's hustle, I got to give him a lot of credit because he's doing a great job of being a good guy, and that's partially why he stays on the roster.
And that is hard to do when you're losing the way they lose.
Yep. So shout out to him. His hustle is strong.